Sean, first of all, you were at the Sligo Rovers Finn Harps game last night. Ultimately, the Finn Harps goal may have lit up proceedings, but a few minutes later, the game not plunged into darkness, but it just wasn't good enough to go on. And I suppose all the indications are, given that it was only a few minutes left, that the result will stand.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris. Yeah, it was a strange end. I think there was about 3 minutes left and about half the floodlights went out. And although we could still see very, very clearly from the commentary box, the referee took about 15 minutes, a bit of consultation, and then obviously decided to finish the game. You know, my understanding from that would be that there was a sufficient amount of time played to let the result stand, but I know that the FAI will make a decision on it, I think, during the week.
Now, for Harps, a point away to Sligo, you know, it's a good enough result. Sligo still to secure that first victory. So there was a bit of pressure on them going into this game.
Yeah, all the pressure was on Sligo, and you could actually sense it in the air before the game, and you could see in the team's play that they were desperate for the first win. I think in the first half, they were the far superior team, dominated the play in terms of chances, in terms of possession. Just couldn't do enough to put Harps away, and in the second half, the longer the game wore on, Harps were grinding into the game, and you could see them getting something out of it, you know, because Sligo looked really, really nervous and jittery, and you know, getting that first win, Chris, you know, we spoke about it a couple of weeks ago, is so important to any team, and Sligo now 4 games without the win.
Yeah, and Ollie Horgan, both before and after the game, you know, praising Sligo's passing ability, their technical ability. He thinks, you know, the makings of quite a decent side. But as we've seen in recent seasons, you know, if you don't get those points on the board early on and you start playing catch-up, the confidence isn't there and you have that knock-on effect.
Yeah, it's a difficult start, you know, and they're actually coming into, I think, their next 4 games are relatively difficult. I know they're away to Bray, and that's never easy, even though they're struggling. But they follow up with Cork, St. Pat's and Dundalk. So they have a real tricky run. Sligo technically looked a very nice team, probably a bit lightweight, if anything. And they certainly passed the ball better than Harps. But they really lacked that killer instinct to be able to finish Harps off, you know.
Well, we all know that Finn Harps won't lack passion, and you know a lot of their trips away from home, it's going to be about trying to grind out some sort of a result. And if you look at the opening fixtures that they've had and the teams that they've played, Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, Derry and Sligo, I mean, 4 points is a pretty respectable haul.
Yeah, I think I said at the time that if they get 4 points from those games, it'd be a fantastic start. You know, it leaves them in 7th place at the moment. It's a tremendous start, and last night they really did show some good battling spirit. Listen, they were under the couch for long periods of the first half. They set up defensively quite well. They've obviously got some big players in the team, and they made quite effective use of long throws and corner kicks. And you know, they're going to have to do that every time they play away from home this year. And if they can fight like they did last night, then you know they've everything's looking good for them. And a massive match next week against Longford. I think that's a at this stage, you know, that would be a real big game for Harps, because that's the teams, the Longfords, the Wexford, the Brays, are the teams that Harps have to fight with.
Yeah, I mean, it's early days yet, but if you look at the top of the table, there's 5 teams there on 9 points, Cork, Dundalk, Derry, Pats, Shamrock Rovers, then Galway on 7, Bowes on 4, and, you know, we expect Bowes will probably be comfortable enough. But, you know, as you mentioned, that Longford game for Harps almost falls into that must-win category, even though it's early in the season.
It does, and the reason why that is because of the 12-team league makes it precisely that. And like right away, you know, the top five are going to be the top five this year. It's just where they finish, you know. And for the likes of Sligo, for example, 2 points, you know, they're now really realistically out of the top five, because you're going to have one of those teams lose 3 in the bounce and Sligo win 3 in the bounce. And although Sligo could win 3 in the bounce, I can't see one of the top five losing 3 in the bounce, you know. And going back to Harps, yeah, that Longford game is massive. They're both on 4 points. And really, you know, Harps just need to keep above Longford, keep above Wexford, keep above Bray, and they'll stay in the Premier Division. And that's their job this year. That's all they've got to do.
Now, Finn Harps have brought in a number of new players this season, and they seem to have slotted in pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think I thought Scully did really, really well last night. I thought he held the ball up, although he was a bit isolated at times. You know, he worked really hard. Tony McNamee had a good game, bits and pieces. Ryan Curran was, in the first half, was very, very out of the game because of his position. But he, again, when he got on the ball, he looked decent. But I think there were solid performances from, certainly from Paki Mele again, and from young Call, who was fantastic at left back, you know. And Richard Bruce, a very, very experienced player, and Richard made two or three vital saves at various stages in the game.
And, you know, although Harps have a small budget, Ali Horgan has 31 players, I think, signed between the reserves and the first team panel altogether. So, you know, maybe not huge household names, but you mentioned Scully there, Sean Houston's out injured, Barry Malloy's out injured, but what he's brought in are pretty useful players.
Yeah, he's brought in some good quality. You know, I looked at the squad last night in 31, and you just worry about the actual quality as you go down that. But look, yeah, the boys he's brought in, as I say, from Richard Bruce and Scully, they're experienced. Barry Malloy, a massive player for me, you know, and I know he's out probably for the next at least 4 or 5 weeks, so he's a big player for them, and a good signing. So Ollie's done well. I'm just not too sure about the strength and depth, and if they have to sort of dip outside maybe their first 15, how that would affect them. But listen, let's not take away, they've had a tremendous start. You know, they're in a position where I think they'd be more than happy to stay all year, and if they can make, you know, their home games winnable and a fortress, and just nick the odd point away from home like they did last night, then there'll be more than safe.
Now, Dundalk's gallop halted a little bit, losing to a side who perhaps are their most likely threat, Cork City. By all accounts, a tight old game. But Dundalk haven't really set the world alight so far, and you know, that's a great win away for Cork. Dundalk had lost, I think, once in their previous 47 or 48 league and cup outings.
Yeah, listen, you know, I wouldn't really get too carried away about whether Dundalk, you know, they've started. The first four games, you're never really going to play good form. And I think games between Cork and Dundalk, and Cork and Shamrock Rovers and Pats, they're going to be always very, very tight games, and sometimes they'll swing on the smallest thing. You know, it was a penalty kick for Cork. They've already lost once this year. So look, it's very, very tight at the top. And another two or three games, you know, the top sides are really beginning to get in their stride. They'll settle down with their teams, their formations, and you'll see some really good performances, I'm sure, from the big side.
Now, we've had some big games already this season, and good to see the numbers going through the turnstiles pretty well up in most grounds.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic, you know, and I think maybe, you know, people have always, you know, people who knock the league, but look, there's some good quality on show, and the supporters are excellent. You know, I know from my time at Dundalk, they have a fantastic fan base, you know, and even going down to Cork, I used to love travelling down to play games there, because they have a great home support, as have Shamrock Rovers and obviously Derry, you know. So there's some very, very strongly supported teams. A good representation for Hearts fans last night, and they certainly made plenty of noise and seemed to enjoy the occasion. And you know, that's the one thing for Harps this year, is they're back in amongst the big boys, and the fans have got to enjoy, you know, playing the likes of Sligo, playing the Corks, the Dundalks and the Shamrock Rovers. It's got to be something to be enjoyed.
One other game on last night, Longford and Bray playing out a 1-1 draw. Probably a reasonable return for the two of them. Longford had got a bit of a whipping in their last outing, and Bray their first point. So, as I say, they'll be both reasonably pleased.
Yeah, and probably a good result for Harps as well, because it keeps them all sort of close, you know. As you say, Galway on 7 points, and then you've got Harps, Bowes, Longford all on 4, and then Sligo on 2, so with the bottom 2 and 1. So that draw was a good result for Harps, you know. So at one stage in the night, with Harps, I think Harps were losing and Longford were winning, so it was looking a sticky night. But with the two draws, it turned out quite well for them.
And what do you feel the feeling is in the Sligo camp? I mean, they were having had such a great run in recent years, and all those cup glories and pushing for league titles, and then a real blip last season, another change of personnel this time round, a few new faces coming in. The expectations will be that Sligo can get up that league table, but after last night going out, was there a sense of disappointment? Is the pressure going to grow?
Very much so. You know, the crowd were very, very disgruntled towards the end of the game. And as I say, you know, their next fixtures aren't particularly kind. Okay, they're away to Bray, and then they've got their home to Cork, and then they're away to Pats and Dundalk. So you know, the sooner they get the first win, it'll take some pressure off the team. But if they were to go to Bray and not get a win, it's just going to, the pressure's going to mount and mount. And Sligo, unfortunately, have been on a downward spiral for the last 3 or 4 years, and stuff like that doesn't happen overnight. You know, it's down to maybe poor recruitment and obviously losing good players and not replacing them adequately. And then obviously the change of managers doesn't help. I thought that Robertson had gone with some good recruitment and bringing in some good young players from England, but they don't really seem to have gelled. And last night, for me, there wasn't a very clear identity in how they were playing and what they were trying to do. And they certainly seemed to lack a real bit of fight, you know. And that's one thing I think you've got to have at the showground. I think the crowd expect them to be in top and be dominant and be pushing to win the game. And that really wasn't the case, certainly for the last 20 minutes.
And finally, Sean, just a word on the two goals. The Harps one, the more spectacular.
Well, the Sligo's goal was a really good move. You know, it was a fantastic cross from the left wing, where they'd been having success all night, and a great header from Sadler. Although he was unmarked, you know, he really took his chance well. But yeah, the Harps goal came after that sort of peppered the box with crosses and throw-ins, and it came from a long throw. And to be fair, you know, McNulty took the ball. That was a spectacular finish. A volley from your fullback is often something to be enjoyed, and it was an unstoppable shot. And both goals were actually quite good. I thought the Sligo goal was a good team goal and good build-up play with a good finish, but certainly Harps goal was, you know, to be fair to Ollie Horgan, he made changes and he went a bit more positive towards the end. He obviously sensed the nervousness in the Sligo team, and it paid the dividends for him.
So all in all, from a Harps perspective, people can be reasonably satisfied with the first four games?
Yeah, I think they can. You know, look, listen, there's definitely, you know, there's a lack of quality there that you'll see in the top teams. But from what I've seen last night, I think if they perform like that, if they can keep their big players injury free, if they can keep a settled team, I think they have more than enough to survive. And I say this year, it's just all about survival. You know, Harps need to be... The longer you're in the Premier Division, Chris, you know, you'll attract other players, your supporters, you'll generate income, and it'll really help build the club going forward. So, look, last night they certainly didn't look out of place, and I think everything's positive in the camp.